kinds of things usually do change their attitudes, but like I said, you know, there's something to it. Not denying it. Not one of those. There's nothing to it. But I think some of it's getting a little out of hand because of you do things this way somewhere and then somewhere else you're doing it a different way and nobody knows exactly what's going on.
It definitely is a real thing, and but nobody will ever make me believe it's not a manufactured thing, that, even though I know it's real. That's just another city.
Back to the club, I'd like to find a way to get in and meet some of these guys and learn a little more. Eventually, I want to get my general license, just like y'all were talking about earlier, before this fee goes into effect. But I want to learn the right way to do things and a little more about it. And it's hard to do when you can't talk to somebody or meet with somebody and them show you what's going on.
The difference. I know back, it's been a little, I can't remember how long it's been now. There was actually one of the ham fest kind of things, I guess, where they could get themselves stuff and all that over in Gaffney. And I went to that, and I talked to a couple of people, but I was still new and kind of, I'm better talk to people on the radio now face-to-face, so I didn't really talk to a lot of people, but that was about the only thing I've heard of around that where people actually got together. I know up here in North Carolina on the Mount Mitchell Rebellion, those guys that are on there every morning, they get together like once a month and eat breakfast. I know you're up in Henderson, I don't know how far you are from there, but they might be a good way just to talk to some people.
I hadn't listened in on that repeater a whole lot. I'm usually monitoring this one throughout the day because I'm down here in South Carolina, but I live in Transylvania County, just outside of Brevard.
He's pretty active repeater, especially in the mornings and pretty much most throughout the day on and off. Mostly the same group of guys, but they all seem like really good fellas, a lot of older guys. Let me look at that frequency right quick. 45.190, repeater, and it's, I think it's field tones 123. That's a good, pretty active repeater. Feel like a pretty good group of guys on there.
A little bit, but I haven't got it set up in my radio to where I can hit the repeater yet.
Yeah, it's so high up, you can reach a long way. I've had people like from Virginia and then down to Columbia that can hit it. Now, that's a tall antenna.
This mobile rig right now, and I got one handheld, but at the house, you can't barely hit this repeater.
I'm lucky where I live at. I can get a lot of stuff in my house. I guess it's kind of a higher area in my area, and so I'm kind of wide open. I'm on a good morning, but weather's right. Like on my HC, I can get pretty much anything, but for the days I'll have to pull an antenna up in a tree or something from HC. But with my mobile, I can pretty well hit anything from there.
I live on the other side of Caesar's Head in the Little River Valley, if you know anything about the area. I guess I'm underneath the tower, so it kind of just shadows over me, and it's a little harder for me to hit.
Not getting enough angle on the antenna. Are you using the stock antenna with it, or you got a different one?
8 or 19-inch one, so got an upgraded antenna. I even put an antenna outside on the porch where I could hook up to it, and still just can't get it with the handheld. I have to go out and actually get in the car if I want to hit the repeater and actually somebody hear me good.
One of the main one I use on my HT. I also got one of the signal stick antennas. It's like a little thin wire antenna that's real flexible, and it does real good too. And a lot of times if there's something I can't hit with a diamond, I can put that one on there and hit it. I get the angle of it. It's a little different. I think it's a lower angle, so it might not do you as good. But you might have to end up getting you a beam or something where you can just point it directly to the antenna.
A lot of effort into it because trying to find another house. So once I do that, I'll put me up an antenna outside where I can actually communicate a little better. But don't want to invest the money where I'm at right now.
I put a antenna up in my attic. I got a real high roof, so I was able to just stick it in my attic and get to about 29 feet up in the air, and just in my attic, and run some, I forget what cable to do is it's a real low loss. I think they call it Super 8. It's in the wire, man. Good wire, but it if I put my HD on that thing, it turns. Yeah, I can reach anything just like I can with my mobile.
I hear a lot about this wire, man. Where is that?
I got it from him out there at that Hamfest when I was there. But he's got good, good stuff and good prices. That wire I got is, like I said, it's got about the loss of LMR 400, but it's probably a quarter to or third to cost anyway. It's got a foam core, so it makes soldering a little harder because you can melt it really easy. But if I'm careful, you can. That's what I did. It's the first thing I really soldered for the most part, and just was able to do it fine. I think it's called Super 8 on his. I think that's what he calls it. And the wire's actually labeled with him, so it's got a Wireman label on it. So I guess it's something he has made or something. I'm not sure. But it works good. But you check him out online. It's called the Wireman. But he's got a lot of good stuff. Website's a little, hard to navigate. It's got like everything in one big long list, I think. But he's got stuff on there.
That out. That's one of the things. Getting components, Amazon is about the only place I've been in. And HRO's where I got my ID5100.
Get my mobile from HRO, and then like I said, I got the antenna. And, well, I got the wire from him, from Wireman, and the antenna from another guy that was across the most thing from him there. And there's a lot of at the Amazon. I got some connectors and stuff off of Amazon. But it's one of the things. But if I like Bill better, just hold something, touch something before I buy it when I'm spending money on it. But it, like I said, we can't get together and meet things and all that. It's kind of hard to do that.
Look at things and touch them and check them out, see what kind of quality builds there are before I buy something. But as a society, we're getting further and further away from that.
Kind of calls that myself too. It's like I'll go look at something at the store, and I was like. Handle it and all that, and check it out at the store, and then order it online from Amazon. So it's really not doing any good for the local place, but it's doing good for me. Of course, save me a little money, but other than that, it's one of the things we like to complain about it, but then end up doing the stuff that causes the problem.
During all this pandemic, I believe we're all guilty of that, but I run a mobile tool business, and so I understand their side of it. And if you buy everything online, you lose the service and the product support on a lot of things, because getting things taken care of that you order online seems to be a chore anymore.
Now, like I said, I used to be into fish aquariums and stuff like that. And I always try to buy from the local places, because most all of the fish stores, they're pretty well closed up for the most part, especially freshwater things around here in Greenville. Anyway, there's not any at all. There's one saltwater store in Greenville, but everything else, people buy stuff online now, and all the local fish stores, pet stores, they've closed down. We used to have like three in Greenville, pretty good ones, and they've all closed down.
One in Hendersonville, actually. I'd have to look again to see, but... I think there used to be. I don't know if it's still there or not, but I can look and see again. Freshwater fish.
I had that one time. Me and my wife had run up to Asheville for the day, and I was coming back through, and I was looking around online and saw that place. So I went in there, and it's a full pet store, and then you sell birds and all that stuff too. I'm pretty sure it's the same place. And I ran in there, and I started to get a couple fish while I was in there, but I knew it was going to be a little while before I got home, so I didn't do it. See, I've recently been thinking about getting back into aquariums, and if they're still there, that would be a good thing.
A friend of mine's dad actually owns that place, and I'll have to check and see if he's still in business or what. It's been a while since I've talked to him, so it'd be a good reason to ask.
Wife almost bought her a bird in there. I'm glad she didn't, because I hate birds. But they had a lot of nice stuff in there. I like that store. And it was real busy that day, too. I mean, it was packed with people in there.
Contact him and see if I can't find out for you.
Here, I'm on here every morning listening on the way to work. But I'm about to have to start getting ready to head on in the work area at the clock in at 10 after. This is KO4GPA, and it was good to talk to you. And I'll hopefully talk to you again another time soon. I'll be clear.
Conversation coming down the mountain, and I'm on here pretty much every day, so just check me out. KO4HKX, clear.
The bottom of the hill, when you're coming off the mountain, they always let it sit there at that spot.
It's me right now.